This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe. With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry when you leave the house because you'll know your valuables are protected. And right now, you can get free delivery to your home on any Liberty Safe. Go to LibertySafe.com for factory direct pricing. LibertySafe.com, made in the USA, lifetime warranty, and peace of mind. LibertySafe.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
In the 43 years since abortion became legal throughout the country, 55 million babies have been destroyed. As an earlier episode discussed, hundreds of years of laws and the basic belief that a fetus is a human child were erased from much of society very quickly. The battle, and thus the effort to change what we know about biology, continues as the pro-life movement seeks to stop the slaughter. Pro-abortion activists so control the debate today in America that in 2015, Planned Parenthood was exposed. In addition to providing the vast majority of abortions in this country, it was discovered through secret video recordings that they also sell body parts from aborted babies. Even so, their federal funding remains uninterrupted to this day. As shocking and gruesome as that is, too many Americans remain unalarmed. So much so that abortion supporters are using people like Bill Nye, the science guy, as a spokesman for the forefront of the abortion apologist movement.
Nobody likes abortion, okay?
No, Bill, it's not okay. Even if you're a fan of Bill Nye, who once had a rapidly edited children's TV show, and a man who is not a scientist, by the way, you have to wonder how he could ever make a statement like that with a straight face. There are many, many people who love abortion and vehemently fight for it daily. And those who send hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to fund abortion mills like Planned Parenthood every single year.
But you can't tell somebody what to do.
For pro-life believers, that's like saying you can't tell someone that they can't kill another human being because you can't tell them what to do. When it comes to taking a life, of course, you can, and you must, if you're to be a civilized society. If this weren't such a deadly serious issue, it would be almost comical listening to people like DNC chairperson Debbie Wasserman Schultz avoid referring to her own children as human before they were born.
You have three children, correct?
I do.
What are their ages?
I have twin 16-year-olds and a 12-year-old.
And in your opinion, were they human beings before they were born?
You know, I believe that every woman has the right to make their own reproductive choices.
What did you believe about your children, though?
That I had the right to make my own reproductive choices, which I was glad to have, a right which I was proud to have.
So were they human beings, or yes, just yes or no?
They're human beings today, and I'm glad that I had an opportunity to make my own reproductive choices as a right that every woman has and should maintain.
Well, Congressman Schultz, they weren't occasional chairs in the womb and then suddenly babies after birth. The left seems to enjoy referring to the right as science deniers over things like climate change. Yet they continually deny the fact that what grows inside of a woman's womb is a human being. But listen now to President Obama. Then Illinois State Senator Obama. Listen to him as he asks for clarification when discussing a bill about whether a child born alive during a failed abortion should then receive medical treatment. A bill, by the way, that Barack Obama opposed.
As I understand it, this puts the burden on the attending physician who has determined, since they were performing this procedure, that in fact this is a non-viable fetus, fetus or child, however way you want to describe it, is now outside the mother's womb, and the doctor continues to think that it's non-viable, but there's, let's say, movement or some indication that in fact they're not just coming out limp and dead, that in fact they would then have to call a second physician to monitor and check off and make sure that this is not a live child that could be saved.
It is almost painful to hear him contort and twist in his opposition to a bill that would save a live birth baby's life and essentially refer to a baby that has been born as a fetus outside the womb. The woman, whom many consider to be the odds-on favorite to become the next president of the United States, spoke to the women in the World Summit in 2015.
Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will, and deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. As I have said, and as I believe, the advancement of the full participation of women and girls in every aspect of their societies is the great unfinished business of the 21st century. And not just for women, but for everyone. And not just in faraway countries, but right here in the United States.
In order to bring about that kind of abortion-on-demand world she envisions, Hillary Clinton actually said deep-seated cultural codes and religious beliefs have to be changed.
When or if does an unborn child have constitutional rights?
Well, under our laws, currently, that is not something that exists. The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights.
The United States extends rights to illegal aliens, terrorists tried on our soil, and mass murderers. How is it possible that an unborn person, as she admitted the fetus was and is, doesn't have constitutional rights? The answer, of course, is it isn't possible. Rights are granted to the unborn, or our posterity, from the very beginning of the Constitution in the preamble. But today, there is so much diversity in the Democratic Party that the other Democratic candidate for president in the 2016 race felt exactly the same way Hillary and virtually every other Democrat did.
I do understand and I do believe that it is improper for the United States government or state government to tell every woman in this country the very painful and difficult choice that she has to make on that issue. And I honestly don't want to be too provocative here, but very often conservatives say, you know, get the government out of my life. I don't want the government telling me what to do. But on this very sensitive issue, of which this nation is divided, right, a lot of people agree with you, a lot of people agree with me. But my view is, I respect absolutely a family that says, no, we are not going to have an abortion. I understand that. I respect that. But I would hope that other people respect the very painful and difficult choice that many women feel they have to make and don't want the government telling them what they have to do.
Conservatives want the government involved where it should be involved, protecting life. It's interesting that a socialist, who in fact does want the government involved in virtually every aspect of your life, all of a sudden doesn't want the state or federal governments involved in one of the few things that it actually should and in fact must be involved in. Then Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz summed it up this way.
I think the first obligation of everyone in public office is to protect life. Life is foundational. In fact, as you look at the Declaration, that ordering of unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I think is a very deliberate ordering. Without life, there is no liberty, and without liberty, there is no pursuit of happiness. That each builds upon the other.
The left speaks of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision as if it had been carved into tablets on a mountaintop. They once spoke also of the 1883 Supreme Court decision allowing individuals and corporations to discriminate against blacks the same way. It is time for Americans to realize that Supreme Court decisions are not the final and only word in this land.
Glenn Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The founder of this company 10 years ago was trying to sell his house. He's, you know, he's kind of an important guy. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond. And they are people that listen to the show. They are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.